keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Refugee protests set to begin in Brisbane, Labor set to reject a gambling ad ban, and the Fiji PM apologises for controversial West Papua visit. Good morning, this is Monica and Louis with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, refugees will begin protesting outside of Jim Chalmers electoral office in Logan 24/7 later this week until answers are given on their future. Over 12,000 refugees have remained in a state of uncertainty for more than 11 years. Labor eliminated the controversial fast-track processing system from the previous coalition government, but refugees allege it hasn't taken action to help the people harmed by the system. These refugees face disadvantages in the job market and are permanently cut off from their families. Protests have sparked in Melbourne and Sydney to demand for greater protections and will shortly reach Brisbane.
The Queensland Public Trustee is facing backlash after it was revealed by the ABC that an executive at the body employed and promoted his own son. A complaint made last year to the Federal Anti-Corruption Commission alleged that the son of Clinton Miles, a regional director for the public trustee, received preferential treatment in his employment and promotion. The Crime and Corruption Commission said that allegations may constitute corrupt conduct, but referred the complaint back to the trustee. The body claims that investigations are continuing.
In national news, the Badi Jawi Nimidiman Aboriginal Corporation have appealed to the federal government for support to regain control of their own land, Dampier Peninsula in the Kimberley. The land is used and managed by the state government for the benefit of individuals of Aboriginal descent under the terms of a 1972 trustee. The state government promised to divest the land back to traditional owners 2 years ago, but the Badi and Jawi people are the only community close to achieving this. The Badi and Jawi people, traditional landowners on the Dampier Peninsula, have been attempting to get their land back from the Aboriginal Lands Trust for more than a decade.
The Labor government looks set to reject a blanket ban on gambling advertising, instead legislating a cap on ads. The Greens plan to amend a separate communications bill to ban gambling ads to force a vote on the issue. Labor seems likely to reject this amendment, with claims by Labor Minister Bill Shorten that they are not convinced complete prohibition works. Today, independent ACT Senator David Pocock labelled the government's attitude to the ban a betrayal on Australians and called for the government to, quote, have courage.
In international news, Sitiveni Rabuka, the Prime Minister Minister of Fiji, says he will, quote, apologise to other Melanesian leaders later this month for not getting permission from Indonesia to visit its troubled West Papua area. Mr. Rabuka and PNG Prime Minister James Marape were designated by the Melanesian Spearhead Group as the region's, quote, special envoys on West Papua during the Leaders of the Pacific Islands Forum summit held in the Cook Islands last year. Concerns over suspected violations of human rights by Indonesian forces in West Papua, where separatist insurgency has simmered for decades, have been voiced by a number of Pacific officials and advocacy groups. The two PMs are yet to confirm their visit.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and rainy with some easterly winds. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back at That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.